So copyright has a checkered history. It's not clear what copyright is for, but we can try to interrogate the history of copyright law and see if we can figure out what it's for and what it should do and what it shouldn't do. Before copyright, we had royal monopolies. The king would say, you're allowed to print this book, or you're allowed to make silver ribbon, or you're allowed to cut down these trees. And close to that was patronage. You could paint the ceiling if the Pope liked it, and the Pope thought you were going to do a good job, or if the Duke commissioned you, you could paint these walls. And that was more or less how the arts were funded. That was the systematic mechanism by which the arts were funded. And this had some salutary effects. Certainly some good books got published that way, and we got some very nice ceilings out of it. The problem is that it wasn't a particularly great way of deciding ultimately who could and couldn't make art. That as a decision-making process, it was quite a bottleneck. The Pope turns out not to be a very good arbiter of culture. So we came up with a system for industrializing decision-making about copyright. Now, you have to remember that at the time, making and publishing creative works was expensive. And so in order to accomplish it, you needed not just the writing part, and the writing part actually was kind of was cheap, because everywhere you looked, there was some scribbler with a bit of pencil doing the writing part. But the actual production part, that was expensive. I've just been to Chloe's Letterpress and gotten some appreciation of just how hard it is. I beg your pardon, not Chloe's Letterpress, the letterpress above Chloe's shop, Reading Frenzy, and gotten some appreciation for just how hard it was to print this stuff. It was you know, somewhere between building a car from scratch and etching your name into the moon with a laser. I mean, it was hard. And so you needed investment. And so what we did, starting in the 17th century with the Statute of Anne, or 18th century, rather, with Statute of Anne, 1710, is we created an exclusive right for publishers. So once a publisher acquired a text by whatever means the publisher acquired the text, he or she could print it, and no other publishers could print it. This was good because it created a kind of market for books, and also it was useful because it kept the Scottish publishers out of the English book industry. And that was, in fact, the impetus to pass the Statute of Anne, was to create a protectionist mechanism for an incumbent publishing industry to keep out a new publishing industry.